This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
That's the perfect way to put a cap on this. Did you just see the overhead shot of the Citrus Bowl? The upper decks are empty. Michigan versus Texas. That's amazing. Amazing. All right. Let me switch gears. And I want to bring this up. Yesterday we did a big show about Jared Goff. And okay, they're going to restructure his deal. You're in business with him now after Dan Campbell just was effusive in his praise. So I kind of nerded out for a little bit. But what if I could make you an offer and you tell me if you are willing, like if this is exactly how it played out, would you sign the piece of paper right now? And it is what I'm calling the Super Bowl window opener, meaning you're not a Super Bowl team right now and you need major improvement to become a Super Bowl team. Here's how we're going to do it. Cap edition. I want to show up to your house like Ed McMahon with a publisher's clearinghouse check. Jumbo sized. I'm pretty sure I can get you to somewhere between 100 and 110 million in cap space. Second prize is the steak knives. So let's start with this. They're going to restructure Goff's deal, right? It's pretty obvious. His cap hit is 69 mil. You will save, depending on how you structure that, between 35 and 40 mil. You want to use 40 mil for a round number? Let's do that. So you're in business with Goff, minimum 4 more years. Okay? This is the deal you're making. Two, remember, you have to be willing to accept this series of events. Taylor Decker retires. That saves you 15 million. Fair? We're at 55. Glasgow retires. Remember, I've said it's my belief both these players are retiring. Glasgow retires. That's 8 more million. All right. So you're at $63 million. You are trading or cutting David Montgomery. I'm very sorry to everybody. We're breaking up the band. That's $8 million. I'm then going to continue the restructure party. Amon-Ra has a fully guaranteed $30 million. Not no more, you don't. We're going to add those into voidable years. We're going to reach into Sheila's pocket, and we're going to pay him that as a signing bonus. I just saved you, call it 20 more mil. And then guess what else we're going to do? We're going to knock, knock on Panay Sewell's door, and we're going to do the same damn thing. I'm going to save you another 20 mil, okay? I think you could be over 110 mil in created cap space for you to go effing nuts and to get back into the mix. We're going to hire a couple of high-level coordinators, and the Lions are going to be this year's Patriots. You're going to enter the market with $100 million on a revenge tour. But you have to restructure the big three. Decker and Glasgow walk. Montgomery gets launched out of a cannon. Does that, in your mind, get you back into the Super Bowl mix? Or do you think that is a death sentence for a couple of years from now? Because my answer is it's probably both. But I want to know what you want. I'm just a doorknob who you start restructuring deals and you look at the cap table and you put it together. You could create a massive cap number. Here's my problem. Is Brad Holmes the guy you want to hand it to? Think about it before you answer. Has Brad Holmes really shown an ability to hit free agency and hit home runs? Now, he's not Scott Harris bad, but he's not, you know, Eric DaCosta good. So I just, Kenny, you're kind of bobbing your head around a little bit now. Would you take the deal I'm offering and you will have $110 million to spend, get this team back where they need to go?
This deal makes a lot of sense. And in a vacuum, I would take exactly what you're saying could happen.
Okay.
But you've hit on something in that second half. I was with you up until the first half of that. And then the second half when you said, is Brad Holmes the guy you trust to be pulling those strings? Now we've reached kind of a bump in the road for me.
Well, elaborate.
Because what is it always the cliche about Brad Holmes is, oh, we love his drafting, which even some of that's not the best. But, I mean, let's leave that there and put that off to the side.
Okay.
First of all, do you have a trustingness in Brad Holmes to be able to pull off those types of moves? Because I'm not sure.
Well, the restructuring is simple. You're going to pay a guy a signing bonus. Here's your 30 mil up front. We add voidable years to the end. The player's not going to say
I'm not
no.
talking about the restructuring. That's one thing completely separate.
Oh, the free agent
I'm
stuff.
I'm talking about the talent acquisition. Is that the guy that you want pulling those strings?
Well,
I'm not saying no, but I'm also definitely not saying yes. What has he done to prove to you that he, A, is able to identify talent, B, be a big boy and be able to put on his big boy pants and actually make those types of
things? I think the identifying of talent is his skill as it pertains to the draft, certainly.
Draft, yes, but we're not talking about
the
draft.
The free agency, you have to wonder is he his own limiter? He's had a conviction to building it with his own people. He's had a conviction to long-term viability. He said it's about the long-term. Well, this year, if it's a reality check, and he doesn't limit himself, and he's not going to remain rigid, I'd like to believe they could identify what they need.
And I agree with that idea in sum total, but at the same time, you're saying a lot of ifs he doesn't want to be, if he is able to move on from his rigid opinions.
Well,
if
you're going to be rigid in how you do things, you end up as Steve Yzerman. And you end up in year seven, where now we're hoping we make the playoffs. Like, I don't want to do that.
And you're fully able to criticize me and saying maybe I'm blinded by the Harris and Yzerman blinders that I might have on right now.
No.
Totally fair. But I worry that we're seeing the same thing transpire with the Lions.
Okay. But no, it's a healthy conversation. And look, Kenny, obviously, I don't think every single one of those things will happen. What I'm trying to paint a picture of is, on the heels, like, I've done things sequentially. On the heels of what Dan Campbell said, let's deal in reality. They're going to redo his deal, but they don't have to stop there. They could really define the market, because if we're honest, the only other team that's going to have that level of cap space is going to be the Vegas Raiders. You could do this. And even if you wanted to find a level of a middle ground and say you want to come in at $70 million, I just don't think there's an excuse. This is why I want to bring this forward. They went into the offseason with the third most cap space in football and rolled it over. You can't keep doing that. You have to then take that money. You got to deploy it. If there was ever a time, it's now. Like, if not now, when? You missed the playoffs. Your offensive line is in tatters. Your safeties are in wheelchairs. So if not now, when? And whether Holmes is the guy or not, I'm willing to let that play out. I'm willing to just go with it. Because if I don't do this because I have a doubt about Brad Holmes' ability, no, that's I can't operate in that space. I can't.
You say if not now, when? I completely subscribe to that. But I worry that, and again, I hand in the air, I might be just using my blinders of Scott Harris and Steve Yzerman, but is this a direction that even they would think about taking? Do you have any faith, and yes or no, there's no wrong answers here. Do you have faith that they're actually willing to go that route?
Well, let's hear it from the people. I've offered you very basic math. You don't have to like quote it dollar for dollar, but it's in that range. 248-539-9797. Is that the road you want them to go? And if not, then what road are we traveling on? 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
We'll hear from Jared Goff coming up at 1:30. Final time of the season. We'll talk with Jared Goff. Some feedback coming in. I'm so tired of hearing Dan Campbell and his fix a few things attitude. When is he going to actually fix them? Well, they're going to have to fix things in the offseason. Only one game left in the year, and they're not making a playoff, so that's when you fix them. I don't think you're going to see too many crazy things on Sunday against the Bears. I'm curious to see what the starting lineup is going to be on the offensive line. Who's healthy and who's not. That I'm curious about. I put it on the offense. The defense gave them so many opportunities in those last four games, and the offense couldn't score. Well, I'll go back in the last two games, and I'll agree with you. And part of it, it is the... Absolutely, it's the offense. I think that against the Steelers, you could argue the defense really faltered, but you know the Lions had their chances in that game at the end of the game to win it. And, you know, coming out of that, I was, you know, really unhappy with the decision to not kick a field goal early in the game when they could have on a 4th and 3. And in the end, you know, you're driving down the field and what could have been a situation where a field goal could have won it. But the offense threw 2 touchdown passes at the end of that game that were called back because of offensive pass interference. But you look at the game against the Vikings, that was clearly on the offense. There's no question. No one's going to argue that. That is clearly on the offense. If Brian Flores is available, then you go get him, period. Sheila can pay him, and the team gets an instant upgrade. Nothing against Shepard, but the team shouldn't wait for growth and development. Be aggressive in seeking talents at all levels. That's Jeff and Petoskey. I don't have a problem with that statement. That goes along with what I've said a bunch of times. It's a lyric from a Jody Raffool song that says, don't be afraid to give up the good for the great.
But I think that Ticket Text touched on something I totally agree, which is kind of like, yeah, I don't mind drafting and developing guys as far as for down the road.
Yeah.
But you have an obvious window right now to be great right now. And I'm not saying get rid of anything for the future, but I think you have an obligation to this current roster to do whatever you can to get them to the Super Bowl now, whether that means getting the best coordinators available or just the best players available. That's why I go back to, I think people like the Manu pick or even the Tesla pick, like when the Lions make those picks, they're wondering, how does that help this team right now?
Yeah.
Right. And because people, they see what we have and they see how close the Lions are, and they want satisfaction because it's been so long. You do have to feel for the fan base here. They've never seen a true winner. Still haven't legit won anything yet, but come close with the NFC title game. So I go back to that text saying, do something right now, you know, and like I said, it doesn't mean trade all your draft picks away or anything like that, but you got to get guys. You don't have time to develop all these guys.
No. And when this texter put in the growth and development, I thought that meant more about Campbell's comments on Shepard, but to your point,
but even the coordinators, yeah, too.
Right.
You don't have time to teach coordinators. Sorry.
And to your point, you're talking about growth and development of players that they draft. And yeah, it has to be, I get that, you know, maybe it's just one pick each draft that they've done that with, but it stands out because they gave up so much draft capital to get those players. It's not just, oh, we've got the pick at 153 and we're taking Isaac Tesla. No, it's, you had the pick at 190 or whatever, and you moved up to get this guy, and you gave up other picks to do so. Now, Tesla, actually, the production wasn't there from a reception standpoint or yard standpoint, but it was there from a touchdown standpoint. He had 6 touchdowns this year.
His catches counted for something.
Yeah. I think he only caught 16 passes on the year, something like that, but 6 touchdowns. So, I mean, that's interesting. And I keep going back to this, but with Manu, don't know, because he got hurt right away.
Yeah, but even then, this guy came from Canada.
I get it.
You know, so, like, it's,
and he spent the whole first season, you know, developing on a practice squad, not even whatever it was, right? It just, you know, on the sidelines, working out and getting to know the game better. And, you know, that you would hear little reports on him like, oh yeah, he looks good. And then you get to training camp and you're excited to see what he can do after he's been sitting out on a side for a year. What's he going to be like? And within a few weeks, he's hurt and he's done for the year and has no chance to develop this year. And that's the part that sucks. Is they've got, it's not just him. There are several players, and really specific to the offensive line, that all fit that same bill. Guys that you want to take a look at, how are they going to, where are they going to play, how are they going to develop in year 2 or year 3, and they're out. Can't see them. You don't get a chance to look at them. Whether it's a rookie like Mekhi Frazier, you hardly got the chance to see him. He's been activated for the last several weeks, and he's, you know, played sporadically. I'd love to see him play on Sunday. I'm curious if he gets some action. Will it be at guard? Will it be a tackle? Curious about that. You know, but a guy like Corby Sorosdahl, who they drafted a couple of years ago, he got hurt. Manu got hurt. And it's a lot. It's a lot, which is why I think in the offseason, you got to go out and get a starter on the offensive line in free agency.
Kind of like how they did with Zeitler, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that can play right away, that you know this. And, I mean, I get it. It's a tough job for a GM to have.
It's really tough.
to trying to walk that tightrope about planning for the future and also helping the current squad that you do have. I think Tyleek Williams was kind of that draft pick, to be honest with you, because I think they know DJ Reader ain't coming back next year. That's Tyleek Williams' spot next year moving forward. But like the offensive line, I don't think you can do that with the offensive line. You know, they came into the season on paper, all right, we'll just move Glasgow to center. We'll play Mahogany at left guard and a rookie at right guard. And it just didn't work out.
No. You know, you could say that there are ebbs and flows of this season, and there are better games than for Tate Ratledge, and there are some games that are bad for Tate Ratledge. But it's a rookie season, and I expect him to be better moving forward. Mahogany, it's kind of the same way. Okay, he got a chance to play this year, but then he got hurt again. Although, you know, last year was mono, this year it was a broken leg, but has come back. But I want them to go out and sign a free agent offensive lineman that is unquestionably a starter and unquestionably an upgrade over what they were using this year. And I'm not sure if that's an impossible task to ask when you look at what the offensive line ended up being this year. And I don't mean that to offend the guys that played. Look, you played your asses off. You did what you could. But if there's better out there, get better. You know, I don't expect Graham Glasgow is going to be here next year. He's had a real nice NFL career playing both guard and center at different times for this team. But, you know, trying to live up to what Frank Ragnow was is impossible. But was Graham Glasgow was even an average center this year? I'm not sure. And then he's been hurt. He's missed the last couple games, so that hurts. So what do they have? You know, Equiban, is he somebody who's a good enough player? Is, you know, Tristan Colon, is that's the other option? It seems to me that that's an area you can find somebody in free agency that's better than what those two are, or better what their potential is. But that's where I stand. I mean, I think you have to go out and improve the offensive line without question. Is it a total rebuild? I mean, I think you have two for sure players you're building around. It's Ratledge and Sewell. Will Sewell move to left tackle next year? If he does, it's because Taylor Decker has decided to call it a career. And maybe it might be addition by subtraction. Taylor Decker, really good. But Sewell over there, you'd think, is better. And then the right tackle position can be filled. But you got to find somebody who's better than what you had. And it's not an easy task to do, but that's what's in front of Brad Holmes for sure. It's what he's got to do. Chris is next up here on a cell phone on 97.1. Hey, Chris.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, I believe that to improve this team to the level they want to get to, it's going to be on the defense. And I think one of the major issues they're going to have is, again, the edge rusher to complement Hutchinson. And I think that's going to open up a lot of things for them as far as defense is concerned. You can, with a major pass rush, you can take off a linebacker off the field, put an extra defensive back in there, use Branch as a linebacker / defensive back.
Well, Branch isn't going to be back. Branch won't be available to him for, you know, half the season probably because of the injury he suffered. The other thing I think this kind of goes under the radar. Muhammad had 11 sacks this year. Going into the last game of the season, he's got 11 sacks as the second, you know, pass rusher behind Hutchinson. That's a lot. Now, I'm not saying that you abandon drafting an edge rusher or finding another edge rusher, but I'm saying that they do have a second guy who's been incredibly productive for them.
Yeah.
That I think goes under the radar.
I think, and then they do need an offensive line replacement, of course. Yeah. You know, that's definitely, it's obvious, and what we've seen in the last couple of weeks especially. But I just always go back to that edge rusher that would just make a...
Yeah, but he had 11 sacks. Be honest, Chris, did you know he had 11 sacks this year?
Yeah, I know. He's pretty good, and maybe he's going to improve and become that guy, you know? I don't know.
11's a lot. 11's a heck of a lot more than I thought he was. I thought he was like 7 or 8 sacks season, and I looked down, it's 11. And he still has a game to go. Again, I'm not abandoning the idea of adding another edge rusher to this team. You can do it in free agency, although it's probably going to be pricey if you do that. I think in the draft, there are a number of edge rushers you can take. I don't know how they feel about Hassanin, the guy they drafted last year, who was another one that was has missed all season. Is he a possibility for them? I don't know. But they can definitely find somebody over the roster spot of Davenport for sure. Jared Goff joins us next here, 97.1.
Be the last time we have Coach on for this season. Dan, we've appreciated having you on all year, unfortunately last time, but good morning.
Good morning.
When you talked about that NFC title game and some of your comments about just how hard it is, were you talking about kind of the way this season's gone, just how difficult it is to get back to that point?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a dose of reality. It's a tough league, man. It's hard to win, and you got to do a lot of things right, and you got to do it right on every level in the organization, on the team, coaches, players, all of it. And you get a little bit off, and you get out of line, and it becomes very hard.
I know you still have one game left on Sunday, but as Jim says, it's the last time you'll be on with us. And I know you can't give specific names, but you even mentioned that we have to fall in love with our own guys. Do you, in hindsight, do you think with, you know, player acquisition, things like that, that this organization, you guys maybe fell in love with your own guys a little too much?
No, I don't believe that. I mean, there's guys on this team. There's a lot of guys on this team I know exactly who they are. We know exactly who they are, what they're about, what they're made of, what they stand for. They've been here for a long time. And then some that we've acquired that really have shown a lot this year, man, that we've been able to depend on and feel like they fit everything we're about. But there'll be a time to deep dive all that stuff. We're going to have to do a deep dive on everything, top to bottom, and really, you know, just get to the bottom of all of it, and because we got to get this thing corrected. And honestly, even with where we're at right now, you know, as hard as it is, I'm a realist enough to know we're not as far off as it appears to be. It's easy to say, but we clean up one or two things here and all of a sudden that equals three wins. So that's the balance of it, man. It doesn't take much, but it does require a lot, and there's nothing easy about it.
I know you'll do more deep dive evaluations after this week, but if you could give us your thoughts on how Calvin Shepard has done in his first year as defensive coordinator heading into week 18.
I like Shep has really grown this year, you know, and I think with any first-time coordinator, first-time coach, you go through a lot, and you learn along the way. You make adjustments, you find things that you believe in, you throw other things to the side that don't fit you, you find ways to adjust, and it's just part of the process, and I think Shep's done a damn good job. There's always going to be things that you learn from this job, but I like Shep.
Because there's going to be a question about, do you bring in a new offensive play caller? Safe to say you don't plan on making a change at defensive coordinator then?
Listen, I'm not anywhere yet. I got one game left here.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I'm not about to start going through what I'm going to do here or there. I'm not. I mean, has my mind gone there over right after the game for a day or so, 24 hours? You go through a lot in your head, but most of it is about yourself. I mean, that's what most of it is. You know, I think about myself, because the bottom line is I'm the one who's not done a good enough job here. That's very evident. So, you know, I got to figure out my own stuff here. What do I need to correct? And then I'll start working through with the other stuff later. But we got one game left here.
Is it safe to say that whatever happens during the offseason, you, Brad, in the discussion, there's going to be a lot of uncomfortable things that are going to have to take place with players, maybe some coaching staff. And that's the trademark of a good team. You have to be able to deal with things that are uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, that is part of it. And you know, so much of it is, you know, you, there's things that, you know, for example, we got a new staff. Well, there's things, how much of that is because we're, there's a ton of new, I mean, I got 8 new coaches here and 2 new coordinators. You know, does that mean we just need to get some things in sync and we buy a little more time, or is it not salvageable? Or is it, you know, these are all the little things that you think about when the time is right. And I'm not there. I still got another week. Yeah. Same thing with players. I mean, what, you know, yes, we have more talent. Are we the same team we were in 2022 at the end of that year? You know, you got to start asking yourselves, and if not, why? What is it about that? You know, is it, there's all kinds of things, but we're not there, and there'll be a time to get there. But yeah, anytime you fall below your own standards, and certainly we didn't get in the playoffs, it's, you know, it's a disappointment. And so it's going to be uncomfortable, and it should be uncomfortable.
I promise we have a couple Bears questions. Just one other zoomed out question. We're going to get a ton of calls, and already have, about Jared Goff and how he played on Christmas Day. Just if you could share how you feel about him long term and how
Jared Goff is a stud.
Yeah.
He's an absolute stud. We're fortunate to have him as a quarterback. He's a winning quarterback in this league. He played at a very high level all season long. He played even better than he played the year before, and he's continued to play better. We're thankful to have him. I'm thankful to have him. He's an absolute stud. He's a pro. He's going nowhere.
Dan Campbell joins us on the Costa and Jansen program. All right, you do have one game left. It's the Bears. Obviously, Ben Johnson is the focus from a lot of the fans. How have they gotten better since when you guys basically kicked their ass in week 2?
Well, they're more polished. You know, it's anytime you you come in and you bring in new players. You know, they brought in a lot of free agents, and then, you know, the players that were there are new to what they're trying to implement. It's going to take a minute to get your system up, and you know, they've done a good job. They're more polished, man. They're more sound on offense and defense. Certainly defensively, the big thing there is takeaways. Man, they're getting the takeaways. I mean, they lead the league right now in defensive takeaways, and really nobody's close to that. So, you know, it's become part of what they do, and the yards are irrelevant, man. When you're able to take the ball away and give it back to your offense, that's always going to be – that's really the most important stat you can have. So, and I know DA, he's going to make sure that they're sound, they play hard, which they do. And so those two areas are where they're different. Offensively, much more polished. You know, Ben's got the system in. You know, everything's much more crisp. The run game is where it all starts for them. They're able to run it. I mean, they're rushing for well over 100 a game, easy. You know, that offensive line's doing a really good job. Tight ends, using the weapons. Caleb's playing at a high level. Play action pass now is really thriving with him because of the run game. And so it's a much more polished team than it was before, you know, and it's no wonder why they're winning. I mean, they take care of the football, they take it away on defense, and they don't beat themselves. That's good football.
I know there's no such thing as a meaningless game for you. So what is the emphasis and what meaning do you guys put for this game against Chicago?
Well, anytime you line up to play in this league, coach or play, it's meaningful. We're fortunate to have an opportunity to do this, man. Not everybody gets to do this. And, yeah, it stinks that we're out. You know, you got one left. But I don't view this as meaningless. I don't. And I know exactly what I'm looking for. And sometimes this is the best way to find out what you got in the building. You know, you don't want it to be this way, but then when you do, there is a silver lining. You find out in a hurry, just like I did in 21, we did in 21, early part of 22, you find out a lot about guys.
Will we see a sighting of either Wingo, Manu, or Hassanin at all?
You might see a sighting of someone.
Dan, have you kept in touch with Ben Johnson as the year goes on? I can't imagine you talked to him this week, but what's your relationship like with him as the season is unfolded?
No, it's been a while. I mean, really, I haven't talked to him. I don't know the last time I've talked to him. But I mean, that's part of the season too. I mean, we're busy, man. I mean, your head's down. You're just going. So, and it's not like I've been able to stay in contact with AG very much either. It's just, you know, that's the nature of this business, man. You're working. If you're fortunate to go home, see your family, it's a blessing. And otherwise, you're back up here trying to grind and win games.
Well, Dan, we've appreciated having you on all season long. We'll see you out at training camp. But thanks so much for getting up and spending these weeks with us.
Yeah, all good. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year, Dan.
All right.
It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome in. This defines Skeleton Crew, as Corbin and I are going to take you to 6 o'clock. It's more about who doesn't have the flu than who does. I took one look at Kenny today, and I'm no doctor. And I mean, Kenny's unsightly as it is, but I took one look at him and I go, get out. Disaster. Get out. What? I'm only feeling partially crap. Get out. So listen, be a little patient. Corbin's going to be running double duty here. So we'll get to your tickets, extra phone calls, and we're going to get you to six. We got a loaded show. And I kind of called an audible there. Play clock was running down right before the show. I looked at Corbin. I go, you know, I'm going to switch something up. This Jared Goff thing. I thought we had a good discussion yesterday. Nobody was upset about it. I don't think there should be anyone upset about having a conversation of future proofing the quarterback position. However, morning show did an interview with Dan Campbell. And Dan, I got to be honest, Dan sounded kind of disgusted. But the point, when he said goodbye to Cookies, he sounded like he wanted to hit him with a chair. He was like, yeah, okay, super. Yeah, happy new year. But he said something. He was asked about Jared Goff. And you can handle this a number of different ways as a head coach. You can just talk about, look, Jared's our quarterback. We wish the year ended better, but you know what? We're happy we have him. There's a next level of, hey, we really like Jared, and the best is yet to come, and bop, 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 and you can cite what he's done. Dan Campbell went level 11 out of 10 when talking about his quarterback. And it's not just the audio. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear what it sounds like and kind of the emotion behind it, because then it's going to put us in a position to ask a question to you. So, Corbin, if you would be so kind, here's Dan Campbell about his quarterback. Yikes. So, okay. He don't like his quarterback. He loves his quarterback. So here's my question to you guys. And you can answer this however you like, okay? I am not going to be the bad man, because I have said the following while discussing options with Goff, the contract, the draft, ways to kind of look at things. I have said, can you win a Super Bowl with him? Yes, I think you can. If you disagree with that, unlike other shows, I'm not going to tell you you're a bad person. And you may end up being right. I think you can win a Super Bowl with him, but I think you have to do it a very specific way. If your coach loves his quarterback this way, let me help you with what's about to happen. They're going to restructure his deal, and you're going to have Jared Goff for the next 4 seasons. That's how this is going to work. Maybe 5. Whether you like that, hate that, lukewarm, it doesn't matter. Dan Campbell's telling you what they feel about their quarterback. But you guys have a right to have an opinion. So I want to ask you the following. Are you excited about Jared Goff being your quarterback for the next 4 years? And part two of that is, answer honestly. Are you winning a Super Bowl with him? Because for all the pop and sizzle that you've gotten, in his last 2 elimination games, he's tanked. And I'm not, listen, I promise you this. Talk to people who know football. That Minnesota game, that wasn't the offensive line solely. Jared played poorly. Jared did a bad job checking into things that could have saved them. He had a bad game, just like he had a bad game against Washington. How many years do you end the season looking like Sam Darnold before people start to ask questions? Well, when it happens in back-to-back years, chips down, elimination game, I got to have you. He hadn't been there. He's played horribly. So I want you guys to answer the question, because Dan Campbell did not leave any room for any discussion, and that's probably intentional. Dan Campbell's a lot of things. Dumb is not one of them. Campbell well knows a growing percentage of people in this town are unhappy with Jared Goff. How can you put that to bed? Simple. You do what he did there, where he sounded like a wrestling promo. Jared Goff's a stud. We're thankful to have him. He came one step short of saying he's God's gift. So we can do whatever we want and talk about things however we want. The reality is the old ball coach spoke. That's your quarterback, and they're going to adjust his deal. And he's going to be your quarterback probably as long as Dan Campbell's here. So what's your reaction to that? Because I think it's totally reasonable to do what I've been doing. Well, you're a Goff defender. Right, but I'm an adult. And I'm willing to have difficult conversations. I'm willing to look at things and go, look, if I can't provide him an elite play caller, if I can't provide him an elite offensive line, which would largely come with an elite ground game, if I can't do those things, then I can't be in business with Jared Goff. So this is the problem when your coach goes all in that way. It's fine to support the guy verbally, but are you capable of recreating what you had? Because I want to be clear about something. The Jared Goff that I've defended is a creation of Ben Johnson and the best O-line in the league. Everything we know of Jared Goff as a Lion is tied to those things. And before you say, well, his numbers were good this year, were they? How many meaningful drives did Jared Goff offer you? You mean the 3 straight 3-and-outs against the Rams when the game slipped away? You mean the 5 empty drives against the Pittsburgh Steelers as the game slipped away? You mean the performance we watched Sunday in a winner-take-all kind of deal against the Vikings to have your season alive? Want me to keep going? How do you look in Philly? How do you look in Kansas City? How do you look against the Pack Week 1? You don't get to have 6, 7, 8 stinkers. I don't care if you light up bad teams like Christmas trees. You don't get to do that. So the question just becomes, you can like Jared Goff. Hell, you could be Dan Campbell and love Jared Goff. But the Goff you fell in love with was created by those two things, and they're not here. Now, one of them I can fix. It might take 2 years, but I can fix it, the offensive line. It's my belief Taylor Decker is going to retire. It's my belief Graham Glasgow is going to retire. And I'm not going to act like that's a small thing. And I'm not going to act like both guard spots are taken care of with Mahogany and Ratledge. I'm not. So that line needs to get rebuilt, and you need to go out and hire a really good offensive coordinator. That's a lot to do in one offseason. But what's your confidence level? And look, Dan Campbell kind of threw the gauntlet down, and we can bump back with the sound for people just joining us. If I say to you, Jared Goff is your quarterback for the next 4 years, are you good with that? Because a growing percentage of people are not. Right, wrong, or otherwise, we have to live in reality with what public will is saying. Do I think half of Lion fans are happy with Goff and half are not? I don't know if it's reached there yet. How about 2/3, 1/3? Little 33.3 with a bar over it. But 2/3 happy with Goff, 1/3 very loudly not. And it won't take much for that to be 50-50 and this to turn into all-out warfare. But the other question I want you to answer, if you would be so kind on a Tuesday, are you winning a Super Bowl with this guy? Answer it. Because if you can't immediately, we're winning with this guy, then why is he your quarterback? And I'm admitting to you, because I try to be as honest as I can, I'm having doubts. I'm having doubts because of structurally what's around him. I'm having doubts because of no Ben Johnson and this offensive line falling apart. And I don't know what the quick fix is. Sure, move Sewell to left tackle if Decker retires. No problem. Well, who's your right tackle? Are you going to play Manu? Who's your center? And before you call up talking about just go sign the best free agent center, best free agent center is going to cost you $20 million a year in Linderbaum, the kid from Baltimore. I don't think you're in a position to do that. But if you restructure his deal, and it sure sounds like what Dan Campbell was talking about, that's absolutely what they're going to do. Okay. Then you got to throw the weight of the world at fixing that O-line before you do anything else. 248-539-9797. I want to get with the people. We'll get the ticket text. Like I said, on ticket text, guys, be patient. I got Corbin doing double duty because Kenny looked like he was going to die on the job. We need to get him home. Man, this flu is just taking people out. By the way, good news is they say it's not going to peak until February 1st. What? There won't be anybody left by February 1st. But okay, listen, we'll get to it. Be patient. Lots of phone calls. And I do have words about Kyle Whittingham. We're going to get to that later. I didn't get a chance to talk about it last week. You know Whittingham's one of my guys. But multiple things can be true at the same time. We're going to talk about it. 97.1.
Welcome back to 97.1. Gator with you today. Doug will be back on Monday's show, although we're going to talk to Doug tomorrow at some point from Orlando, get a preview of the Michigan-Texas game. And we got college football playoff game tomorrow night, Ohio State and Miami. That should be outstanding. And then we got the games on New Year's Day. College football playoff, I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And the NFL this weekend is going to be a lot of fun. So many games mean so much on this last week of the season. It's great. It's unfortunate that for our Lions, it means nothing in terms of advancing because the playoffs are done. But the game still means something to the players. We'll hear from Jared Goff coming up at 1:30, and you'll hear what he has to say about why he's playing in this game.
and what it means to him and what it means to his teammates as well. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, same number to text as well. We had talked about Dan Campbell's comments about the defensive coordinator, Calvin Shepard, and he likes Calvin Shepard. I'm not sure if that was an endorsement that he's coming back or not, but it sounds like he'd be leaning that way. And I'm curious to see how the Lions defense attacks the Bears offense on Sunday. The Bears are playing at a much higher level now than they were in week two when the Lions put 52 points on them, which was great. This game is going to be played out in the elements. We'll see. Watching Caleb Williams develop this season has been interesting to say the least. He's a very gifted quarterback. He's got an incredibly strong arm, makes plays with his feet to buy himself more time, and he's got a good offensive line to work with in the first place. Not only that, they got a running game going. They got a bunch of receivers he can throw to that are awfully good, a tight end that's good, a couple tight ends that are good, and their defense has been opportunistic. But the defense is vulnerable, too. Like I said, they get 52 to the Lions in week two when everybody wrote the Lions off after the horrible start against the Packers. Well, it's interesting how the season goes, because I wonder, should they have known in week one that the offensive line was going to be a problem all season long? Well, it clearly wasn't the big problem until later in the season. I mean, he did get off to a 4-1 start. But the other comment that we played from Dan Campbell was about Jared Goff, and it was just absolute rock solid confirmation Goff is his guy, and he's not going to waver from that. And I'm fine with that, because I think Goff is outstanding. People keep, and there's even ticket texts are coming in about this with comparisons. Jared Goff is the next Kirk Cousins. Very cute during the regular season, but always comes up short in the playoffs or Super Bowl. Get away from him while you can. To which point you have to look at their records when it comes to the postseason. Kirk Cousins has played in 5 postseason games in his career. He has 1 win. Jared Goff has played in 10 postseason games in his career, and he's won 5. Okay? He's had a shorter career and won more playoff games than Kirk Cousins has. And he's played in more games than Kirk Cousins has. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's been to 2 NFC Championship games. They're different quarterbacks. And Kirk Cousins is just fine. I wonder if the Vikings ever rue the day that they got rid of Kirk Cousins or let him walk. Last year they had a pretty good regular season, but Sam Darnold couldn't get him past that. And then this year, they went with a rookie along with a veteran when the rookie got healthy enough to play, and it did not work out well at all. J.J. McCarthy may not be the answer for the Minnesota Vikings. They're still going to try it, but we'll see. Let's get to the phones. Mike is in Commerce. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Peter. Hey, great show. Really enjoyed listening to the 50-yard efforts to throw a football. For some of us that can't quite make it that far, be interested in knowing how many people can throw it 20 yards and lead a receiver. That's a challenge.
That's different. That's a whole different ballgame.
Absolutely. To that point, I'll tell you what, in the years that I've been watching the Detroit Lions, I think Jared Goff is probably one of the best Detroit Lion quarterbacks that can hit a receiver going across the middle in stride. And he does it consistently. I think that's really added to the success of this team, because we got some stud receivers. Again, to feed into Campbell's position on Goff, I always felt like Goff makes great decisions. When the plays break down, it's not there, throws it in the ground, lives to play another down. He's one of the quarterbacks when I watch the game, watching him go through his progressions. The first receiver's not open, he checks the second and third, There's not a lot of quarterbacks that are really good at doing that. He just seems to do that really well. And why people just dog him?
Because people are impatient. And thanks for the call, Mike. And they see what he's not, and they project that as, well, they must get what he's not. If he can't run the ball, you have to have a mobile quarterback. You got to have it, a guy who can run, because they see the flaws instead of seeing the strengths.
which is what you were pointing out. His ability to process the game is great. You know, this town ran Matthew Stafford out of town. And maybe rightfully so at the end. I think it was probably an amicable split when all was said and done. Stafford took this team as far as he could and really helped facilitate the next era of the Lions, which was an era of Lions where we saw playoff wins because of what they were able to get for him in the trade, which included Jared Goff along with a couple first-round picks and a third-round pick. And they've turned that into winning football, changing the culture of this organization. It's amazing how 1 year tears it down, at least in terms of the fans. I don't think it's torn it down in that building in Allen Park where they practice or in Ford Field where they play the games. The team still has resolve. The culture is still there. They've just gone through a rough time this season. I don't think this is something that's going to be plaguing this team for years to come. And if it is, then I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and they're going to have to move on. But I think that they've got a rock-solid foundation with a really good amount of players that are solid players. But there are some questions for sure. Not all bright skies here. But they've got problems. They got problems on the defensive side of the ball and the secondary in particular. Do they have, here's a question mark, do they have problems in the middle of that defense, in the middle of the defensive line? Is that going to be a problem? You know, Lee McNeil came back and was not the player he was prior to the injury. And maybe it's just as simple as, okay, give him an offseason to heal up and be ready to go for a full training camp and everything else instead of coming into the season halfway through like he did this year. And maybe he'll be back to where he needs to be. But we'd love to see him back where he needs to be because they're paying him a lot of money. But DJ Reader took a step back, and Tyreek Williams is maybe slower to develop than people want because, oh, a first-round pick, he's got to hit the ground running. And I think the reality is not many defensive tackles are going to hit the ground running drafted where he was drafted. Now, it's a different story if you're taking somebody inside the top 10 and you expect those guys to go. Your Jalen Carters, your Ndamukong Suhs, right? So I think there are reasons to be concerned for the future of this team. I just don't think the quarterback is one of them. Hassan is next up here, 97.1. Hey, Hassan.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Good. So, yeah, golf is definitely not the problem. The problem is obviously our injuries. And I don't know if you remember Dan Campbell and, you know, going down a rabbit hole, I was looking up. We're among the most in the NFL, excuse me, for, you know, live padded practice, live contact. And if you guys remember a clip saying, trust me, guys, I don't know if I trust them anymore. You know, it's not working.
Well, I don't know if I think there's a limit to, and thanks for the call. There's a limit to the number of practices you can be padded up for. So it's when do you decide to pad them up? And I guess in the preseason, in training camp. I don't know if that's the problem or not. There were plenty of players that went down in training camp, and that's alarming. A lot of offensive linemen went down. But I don't know if it's any single practice that the Lions do differently than other teams. It's how you come through the injuries. The Lions have had inordinate amount over the last couple of years of games lost because of injury. I think this year they ranked third in the NFL. Last year they were near the top of the list. They may have been number one last year. But the team that was number one this year, I believe, is San Francisco. And they've been able to keep it together. They lost their starting quarterback for a while in Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy's come back, and he's been great. They lost Bosa. They lost their linebacker. They lost a wide receiver. And now, most recently, they've lost George Kittle. And yet they still just win games. It's next man up mentality, which is what the Lions have too. The problem with the Lions is that they went next man up to the next man up. They had to play the backup to the backup. And it's at a number of positions, and it's just too much for this team to overcome. And that speaks to what they're going to have to do in the offseason. They're going to have to kind of build this thing back up, and specifically on the offensive line. It's not going to be easy to do, but they've got the resources to do it. They may have the resources in-house. I certainly hope that they try to bolster and get starters, whether it's free agency or the draft. I'd like to see free agency, or I'd like to see starters brought in from outside the organization rather than relying on well, we've got this guy, Giovanni Manu, we think he can get it done, or Kobe Soersdal, or whatever the case is. I'd like to see some new blood brought in that's brought in specifically to start. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.